This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. After the passing of MLA Nello Altomare, East Winnipeg's Transcona riding heads back to the polls for a by-election on March 18th. Four candidates will be on the ballot. Shannon Corbett for NDP, Sean Nason for PC, Brad Boudreau for Liberal, and Susan Ock for Independent. U-Multicultural contacted all candidates, but Shannon Corbett and Susan Ock have not responded as of this recording. Join me, Ryan Funk, as we speak with candidates Sean Nason and Brad Boudreau. Brad, welcome to the call. You've experienced working at multiple levels of government. But when looking at other candidates, what makes you stand out?
And what I've learned by knocking on doors, just every door that opens up, they're surprised to see a young, new candidate who's going to bring a new voice to Transcona, and one that's kind of up on the times and is not just looking to be a backbencher, quite frankly, in Manitoba's chamber. I could be that voice that represents, and I think a lot of young people don't see themselves represented in politics in general, and that the municipal, provincial, or federal, they don't see a young voice that represents their concerns, their priorities, and where they want to see the province go.
What are some of those concerns and priorities that you would address if elected?
First and foremost, Transcona is home to a very strong and working middle class. Like, the approach that I'm going to take is going to be one that's renewed in terms of creating and maintaining well-paying jobs that many of our families take pride in. Transcona has a lot of industry in it. And so that means supporting those industries within the communities and those industries that employ many in Transcona. And I want them to take pride in the jobs that they work in. That means inspiring confidence in workers, that their MLA has their back and is ready to defend them in Manitoba's chamber.
You say you want to be the voice for Transcona. If elected, you would be the second seat for the Liberal Party. How will you work with the NDP and PC parties to get what needs to be done for Transcona done?
You know, we don't essentially have party status, but that doesn't mean that you can't have a different voice within that legislature that brings a different opinion, brings a different approach that the NDP can listen to.
Brad Boudreau will be one of four names on the upcoming by-election with Sean Nason, Susan Ock, and Shannon Corbett. Advance polling is underway, and Election Day is on March 18th. Listen to our previous segment with nominee Sean Nason. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.